Good morning. This is Sister Mona. I'm praying. Sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for you, sister that's listening today, that she is granted understanding on how things in the spirit work so that she can be prepared for the things to come. So for both for her salvation and safekeeping and for the salvation safekeeping of her loved ones. I ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33. Talking about times of judgment and how it works, where it says, verse 19, thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of deeper speech that thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst understand. Okay, so understanding that, and we'll talk about this in more detail, but that during times of judgment, just like you know, with Jeremiah, where he knew, you know, that Babylon was coming, he understood what was going on. Okay, those who were truly, you know, the Lord's sheep, they were cared for and they knew what was going on. This was a judgment. Okay, and they understood. Okay, but if you look, okay, like in the scripture I read before in Jeremiah 21, when they go into a choir, where it says King Zedekiah sent unto him his Pashur, the son of Melchiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Messiah, the priest, saying, inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, maketh war against us. If so, that the Lord will deal with us according to all of his wondrous works. They may go up from us. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand if this is a judgment coming for them. They need to get ready. Okay. Even though he's been telling them. And you see it again where they put him in jail. Okay. Because they say, oh, he's weakening the men's hands, you know, with all this prophesying. He's warning them, you know, you need to get ready. This is going to happen. Okay. You're not going to overcome it. It's going to happen. But they're in a place of deception where they're thinking they're just going to war with another country. Okay. They're just going to war with another kingdom and that their men need to be strong. So they need to put Jeremiah in jail because all of his prophesying is scaring the men and they're not gonna be able to fight and then they're gonna lose, okay? So that's that. You don't wanna be in a place like that. You wanna be filled with the Spirit, understand what's going on so that you're ready. Because you look what happened to them, they didn't know what's going on. They're in a place of deception and then they end up dying, okay? It's dangerous. It really is very dangerous because I've seen these, when these things take place, you have to know what's going on because spiritually you can be in a place of becoming fallen away, okay? If you don't understand what's going on. Okay, you'll just think all these bad things are happening, start questioning God. It's just really dangerous spiritually, okay? And just talking about how important it is just to be walking in the Spirit, walking in light, being filled with the Holy Spirit, cleaving to your Bible, practicing discernment with anything that represents a false representation of God that doesn't represent him fully in who he is, okay? And understanding that he is a God of judgment, he is a God of wrath, okay? That is part of him. And if anything is representing him, just part of him to you, it's dangerous. Your mind will cleave to that and it will ignore the rest. And then when you see him fully, you will be lost. And you don't want that because you want to be, like it says in Isaiah, where you understand what's going on. Okay, you're not deceived, you're not confused, you know your God, you know what's taking place, and you're ready for it. Okay, and then again, this is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 4. It says, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Okay, if you don't understand God's wrath, if you don't understand hell and eternal judgment, if you don't understand his hatred towards sin, you won't understand demons. You won't understand them. Okay? And if you don't understand demons and how they work, that they've got a job to do, that he's made them for the day of evil, okay, for judgment, okay, they're extremely effective to those who do not want to hear and do not want to listen and are proud, they bring them down low. They bring them down low to a place of repentance where they can get saved for reals. Okay? For reals, the real thing. Demons are extremely effective. Okay? When you know and understand how they work. Okay? God uses them to bring a person down low, 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 low. and then they will receive the gospel. They will say, yes, I will repent, because they'll do anything to get away from him. Okay, you don't want to go that route, but sometimes that's the only way when someone's proud and won't listen. And praise God, because then they go to heaven. And that's a good thing. Okay? And you need to understand God's judgment, his wrath, who he is, how he works, because then you'll understand the judgment's coming, you'll understand demons, you'll understand how it works, and how it works to bring people into eternal life. And you will be like this, where it says in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 19, thou shalt not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech that thou canst perceive, of stammering tongue that thou canst understand. You'll understand what's going on, and you'll war effectively, and you'll win, and you'll get your family members saved, those loved ones saved, those people you're praying for saved. It's good. Okay, I'll leave it there for today. But I just ask for any sister starting today that she has a wonderful day, abounding in the Spirit, serving you, and loving you and glorifying you. Ask all these persons in Jesus' name, amen.